So details are a trap for you. It only took us about 10 minutes. We were about 10 minutes into our Rent My Brain call. And it was loud and clear. Details were a trap for her. My name is Mr. 2020. You are listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast. Today is the 11th of April, 7:24 a.m. I'm still inviting you to dreamdrivenday.com. That's all I'm going to say, dreamdrivenday.com. Go there, join in the fun. Meanwhile, details. They can be a trap in three different ways. One of the ways we get trapped into the details is trying to figure out how it's going to happen. What do I need to do? That actually might be two. How's it going to happen? What do I need to do? Can't figure out how it's going to happen. What I need to do. You got to move from your details to your dreams. And you've got to feel your dreams in the depth of your being. How many ways can you play with this? I can tell you we've developed and discovered some really cool ways to play with this. But I want you to get what this is again real quick. Details. So, how's it going to happen? What do I need to do? Those are the first two. The third, and this is so good. It's a 2024 BMW with mauve leather seats. I don't even know what mauve means. Leather seats. It's got these tires and it's got this size engine. And I'm driving it, 70 miles an hour down Route 119, yada, yada, yada. I get it. That may feel thrilling, exciting, may give you a smile on your face. And those details probably don't matter. What you need is your dreams felt to the depth of your being. Your dreams have to be felt into the depth of your being. Notice the three traps again. Ready? I don't know how it's going to happen. I want some details. All right. I don't know what to do, right? You need some details. I got it. And because you're detail-oriented instead of dream-driven, well, I'm imagining up all the details. How tall she is, how big her boobs are, what color her eyes are, what she says first thing in the morning, what she likes to eat. We call that checklist manifesting, right? I had a guy, he's telling me, I'm trying to manifest a chick, and I've got this detailed list. What do you think? And I told him, I says, yeah, do you feel any of that? It's about feeling your dreams in the depth of your being. So I'm going to give you a peek into Dream Driven Day. One of the things that we dive into pretty deeply during most of the course, in one way or another, are these things called the happy chemicals. They aren't emotions, right? They're happy chemicals. And there's some books written about this, and some other people have taken our work and watered it down. But I'm telling you, the happy chemicals of serotonin, belonging, anticipation, and hoo-ha, right? The way we explore them goes way beyond any explanation. And they touch you to the core when done properly and when done in a very specific way. They allow the depth of your being and your dreams to dance. So that's one of the things that we explore and help you explore and enjoy a lot more of, the happy chemical states. We used to call them the pillars of power, but I digress. The other tiny little bit. On our third group call in Dream Driven Day, we explore one greater than John. The state of John the Baptist has you do violence to your desires. In other words, you have to earn. You have to push. You have to persist the way most people do. Or you just deny that you're worth it, right? You got these self-worth issues. Well, I deny that I'm worth it. We explored that. Because you will never fill your desires to the depth of your being as long as you've got these details in you that have you deny your dreams and your desires. Neville actually calls it doing violence to your desires. I'm not a fan of doing violence to my desires. I actually did that most of my life. And when I notice that I do it now, by the way, you're probably still doing it now. Even if you, especially if you think you're not, you definitely are. But when I notice a little tiny bit of that show up, I notice it pretty quickly. Because the devil's in the details. But more on that some other time. So here's what I want you to explore today. First of all, I invite you to dreamdrivenday.com. We start April 15th. If you're listening to this later, you know, we may have one starting soon or not, but reach out to me. I'll put you on the list. You don't want to keep delaying your day because of details. Well, I would, Mr. 20, but I got this going on and that going on and I can't do this. I can't afford that. And it's like, sell something. Buy the pearl. So dreamdrivenday.com. That's the big crass commercial today, but listen through this one a couple times. Because even though, quote unquote, this is a marketing message too, there's a lot of gold here. You can run with this and change your life. You can run with us and change your life with us on your team. Wouldn't that be fun? You don't have to do it on your own. You can join in the fun with us, dreamdrivenday.com. And with that, let us go into the silence. You know, I could have let a lot of details get in the way. How's it going to happen? What do I need to do? You see, I flew around the world and I met a girl. You know her as Victoria. My lovely wife. And I could have let a lot of details get in the way. How am I going to do this? What do I need to do? How's it going to happen? I could have tried to imagine up all the details of our lives together. Or I could have let my dreams touch the very depth of my being. Where do you think our courses come from? They come from our lives, how we live, what we do. And if you want to live like we live, you get to do what we do. And you'll notice something here right now. Details are all about doing, right? Even the good kind of detail, right? Well, Mr. 20, it's a good kind of detail when I imagine the car and the color of the seats and the going 70 miles an hour around 119. Yeah. I get it, right? By the way, I do that, right? That's the trend. So remember, how's it going to happen? What do I need to do, right? Those two will keep you in loops. But that third level of detail can keep you stuck. If you don't know how to let it, not let it go. I let it go, Mr. 20. You don't let it go. You let it touch the depth of your being. You let your dreams drive you and your day. Okay. We told you about the happy chemicals. We told you about John the Baptist. And I invite you to join us at dreamdrivenday.com. Have a great day. See ya.